A lion's head sits within a ring of film tape above a mask and laurel branches. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Ars Gratia Artis, trademark. Rain falls on three figures in yellow raincoats holding umbrellas. Words appear over the umbrellas: Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, Debbie Reynolds. They turn. In Singin' in the Rain, with Gene Hagen, Millard Mitchell, Sid Charisse, Douglas Fowley, Rita Moreno. Story and screenplay by Adolph Green and Betty Comden, suggested by the song, Singin' in the Rain, copyright 1951. Songs, lyrics by Arthur Freed, music by Nacio Herb Brown, musical direction, Lenny Hayden, musical numbers staged and directed by Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen. Color by Technicolor, director of photography, Harold Rossin, ASC Technicolor Color Consultants, Henri Yaffa, James Gooch, Art Directors, Cedric Gibbons and Randall Jewell, Film Editor, Adrienne Faison-Ace, Recording Supervisor, Douglas Shear. Orchestrations by Conrad Salinger, Wally Heglin and Skip Martin, Vocal Arrangements by Jeff Alexander, Costumes Designed by Walter Plunkett. Produced by Arthur Freed, directed by Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen. Nighttime, spotlights shine outside of the Chinese Theater. A marquee reads, Premiere tonight, biggest picture of 1927, Don Lockwood and Lena Lamont in The Royal Rascal.
This is Dora Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, talking to you from the front of the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. What a night, ladies and gentlemen, what a night. Every star in Hollywood's heaven is here to make Monumental Pictures premiere of The Royal Rascal, the outstanding event of 1927. Everyone is breathlessly awaiting the arrival of Lena Lamont and Don Lockwood. Oh, look who's arriving now. It's that famous Sith girl of the screen, the darling of the flapper set, Zelda Sanders.
Zelda exits a black town sedan.
Oh, Zelda!
You red-hot patch, J. Cumberland Spenderell III, that well-known eligible bachelor. Zelda's had so much unhappiness. I hope this time it's really love. And here comes that exotic star, Olga Mara. And her new husband, the Baron de la Bonnet de la Toulon. They've been married 2 months already, but still as happy as newlyweds. Well, 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 it's Cosmo Brown.
Cosmo, a blonde man in a blue coat, exits. The crowd stares at him. His smile falls.
Cosmo is Don Lockwood's best friend. He plays the piano on the set for Don and Lena to get them into those romantic moods. Oh, folks, this is it. This is it.
A black town sedan pulls up with a police escort. The crowd stands and flails their arms.
The stars of tonight's picture, those romantic lovers of the screen, Don Lockwood and Lena Lamont.
Lena and Don exit the car and smile at the crowd. Don blows a kiss and the young girl faints.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at this gorgeous couple, it's no wonder they're a household name all over the world, like bacon and eggs. Lockwood and Lamont. Now, you can tell me confidentially, are these rumors true that wedding bells are soon to ring for you and Lena?
Well, Lena and I have no statement to make at the present time. We're just good friends.
You've come a long way together, Don. Won't you tell us how it all happened?
Well, Lena and I have made a number of pictures together.
Oh, no, no, Don. I want your story from the beginning.
Well, Dora, not in front of all these people.
The story of your success is an inspiration to young people all over the world. Please.
Well, to begin with, any story of my career would have to include my lifelong friend, Cosmo Brown. We were kids together, grew up together, worked together.
Yes?
Well, Dora, I've had one motto which I've always lived by. Dignity. Always dignity. This was instilled in me by Mom and Dad from the very beginning. They sent me to the finest schools, including dancing school. That's where I first met Cosmo. And with him, I used to perform for all of Mom and Dad's society friends.
Inside a pool table room, a young Don tap dances while a young Cosmo plays the harmonica.
They used to make such a fuss over me. Then, if I was very good, I was allowed to accompany Mom and Dad to the theater. They brought me up on Shaw, Moliere, the finest of the classics.
They sneak into a movie.
To this was added rigorous musical training at the Conservatory of Fine Arts.
Don plays the violin and Cosmo plays the piano in a bar.
Then we rounded out our apprenticeship at the most exclusive dramatics academy.
At amateur night.
And in all time, the motto remained dignity. Always dignity.
They squirt water at each other on stage.
In a few years, Cosmo and I were ready to embark on a dance concert tour. We played the finest symphonic halls in the country.
Fit as a fiddle, ready for love. I can jump over the moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Haven't a worry, haven't a care. Feel like a feather that floats on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with my pa. Now the church bells will be ringing, with a hey, nonny, nonny, and a ha-cha-cha. I did a riddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, and what does she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Playing their violins, Don and Cosmo shuffle their feet. They sidestep across the stage. They lift their legs and throw the bows in the air. Their tap shoes scrape against the stage as they perform one-legged kicks. They hold their violins before them and pull the bows across the strings. They shuffle back across the stage. They kick their legs out and move in a circle around each other. They shuffle their feet in a sideways motion and leap across the stage. Their legs kick forward as they squat and jump up. They drag their feet in a backward shuffle. They squat. Their legs kick out in front of them from their squatted position. They crawl on their knees and grin.
Audiences everywhere adored us. Finally, we decided to come to sunny California. We were stranded. We were staying here, resting up when the offers from the movie studio started pouring in. We sorted them out and decided to favor Monumental Pictures.
Okay, Lena, you hate him. You're resisting him. Keep that mood music going. Okay, now, Phil, you come in. Keep on grinding. Now you see her, Phil. That's it. Now here's the bit, Bert, where you get it on the jaw. No, no, that wasn't right, Bert. You were supposed to go head over heels over the bar and crash into the glasses. Try it again. Okay, Bert? Bert! Oh, that's swell. Just swell. Take him away, fellas. You'll be all right, Bert. We've lost more Don Stuntmen on this pictures. It'll take hours to get a new one over from Central Casting.
Hey, Mr. Dexter, I think I can do that for you.
But you? You're a musician.
That's a moot point.
No kidding. What's your name?
Don Lockwood, sir, but the fellas all call me Donald.
Wise guy, huh? Okay, I'll try you. Get this guy in a Bert suit. And remember, Lockwood, you might be trading that fiddle in for a harp.
Dressed in a cowboy suit, Don stands beside Lena.
Camera! Okay, Phil, come in. Now you see him. That's it. Now here's where you get it, right on the jaw. Cut! That was wonderful.
Don shakes his head.
You got any more little chores you want done in this picture?
Plenty.
Don and the director shake hands outside.
Okay.
Don climbs into the pilot seat of a red biplane and pulls goggles over his eyes. He drives the plane straight into a wooden shack. He sits on a red motorcycle and puts on goggles. He drives toward a cliffside. He drives over the cliff. The bike falls beneath him and crashes into a river. Don sails through the air and tumbles into the river.
My roles in these films were urbane, sophisticated, suave.
He runs into a building. It explodes.
And of course, all through those pictures, Lena was, as always, an inspiration to me. Warm and helpful. A real lady.
Lena lounges. Don jogs up to her.
Hello, Miss Lamont. I'm Don Lockwood, the stuntman.
She looks at him and rolls her eyes.
Gee, it was sure a thrill working with you, Miss Lamont.
Hey, Don! son. I want you to meet the producer of the picture, Mr. R. F. Simpson.
Hello.
How do you do, son? I just saw some of the rushes for the picture and asked Dexter here who the team of stuntmen were. He told me they were all you. I think you've got something, Don. I'm going to put you and Lena together in a picture. Come over to my office after lunch. We'll discuss a contract.
Thanks, Mr. Simpson.
Lena stands and forces a smile at him.
Are you doing anything tonight, Miss Lamont?
She shakes her head and links her arm through his.
Well, that's funny. I'm busy.
She kicks him in the butt.
Well, Lena and I have had the same wonderful relationship ever since.
But most important of all, I continue living up to my motto. Dignity. Always dignity.
Thank you, Don. And I'm sure you and Lena will continue making moving history tonight in your greatest picture, The Royal Rascal.
Good enough, boys.
Cosmo, Don, and Lena walk down the red carpet. Inside the theater, The Royal Rascal plays on the big screen. Don's character kisses Lena's. The screen reads, "Tonight the world is ours, tonight we are alone." Don stands and raises a hand to his ear. I think I hear a footstep. In the corridor, a man with a pointed staff creeps toward their door. Don enters the corridor. The man charges him, Don punches him, and he flips over the stairway railing. Lena grasps her chest, Philippe, he holds her.
She's so refined. I think I'll kill myself.
Don swings from the chandelier and kicks an intruder in the chest. He unsheathes a sword and exchanges blows with another man. He runs out the front door and flips a man over the balcony railing. The audience stares at the screen. He jumps over the railing and flips up. He stabs the man. Lena runs to the balcony. Philippe, they run to each other and kiss. The end. A golden curtain closes over the screen. Don and Lena walk on stage and bow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pretty darn thrilled at your response to The Royal Rascal. We had fun making it, and we hope you had fun seeing it tonight. We screen actors aren't much good at speaking in public, so we'll just act out our thanks.
They blow kisses to the audience. Don pulls Lena off stage. She glares at him.
Kids, it's a smash. Hey, Mr. Simpson?
Don, Lena, you were gorgeous.
Yeah, Lena, you look pretty good for a girl.
For heaven's sake, what's the big idea? Can't a girl get a word in edgewise? After all, they're my public, too.
Lena, the publicity department, Rod here, thought it would be much better if Don made all the speeches for the team.
Why?
Lena, you're a beautiful woman. Audiences think you've got a voice to match. The studio's got to keep their stars from looking ridiculous at any cost.
No one's got that much money.
What's wrong with the way I talk? What's the big idea? Am I dumb or something?
No. No, it's just that Don's had so much more experience.
Next time, write me out a speech. I could memorize it.
Sure. Why don't you go out now and recite the Gettysburg Address?
Well, what do you know about it? You piano player. Are you anybody? Johnny, how can you let him talk to me like that? Your fiancé.
My Helena. You've been reading those fan magazines again. Now, look, Lena, you shouldn't believe all that banana oil that Dora Bailey and the columnists dish out. I try to get this straight. There is nothing between us. There has never been anything between us. Just air.
Oh, Donnie, you don't mean that. Come on, we'll be late for RF's party.
You better go in separate cars to break up the mobs, huh? Come on, honey.
Ta-ta, Donnie. See you there.
Donnie. What's the matter with that girl? Can't she take a gentle hint?
Well, haven't you heard? She's irresistible. She told me so herself.
I can't get her out of my hair. This cooked-up romance just for publicity.
The price of fame, Don. Now, you've got the glory. You're going to take the little heartaches to go with it. Now, look at me. I got no glory. I got no fame. I got no big mansions. I got no money. But I've got... What have I got?
I don't know. What have you got?
I got to get out of here.
Don and Cosmo put on their coats and hats. Outside, they pull over in a Yellowtown car.
Don't tell me.
It's a flat tire. I can't understand it. This car hasn't given me a lick of trouble in nearly 6 hours.
Hey, there's Don Lockwood. Hey, give me your autograph.
Hiya, kid.
Give me your autograph, Mr. Lockwood.
I want a souvenir.
I want a souvenir, too.
Hey, hey, you're playing rough here. Hey, you're carrying my... Hey, Claude, do something. Call me a cab.
Okay, you're a cab.
Thanks a lot.
Don sprints into the street. He climbs atop a black town car and leaps onto the roof of a red trolley bus. He walks along the roof and jumps down into a red buggy. A light-haired woman wearing a hat drives.
Lady, keep driving.
Will you get out of here?
Everything's all right. Just keep
going. Get out of here. I'll call the police.
Oh, no, don't do that. Just a few blocks.
Don't hurt me.
Don't worry. I'm not a criminal.
I don't care what you do. You are a criminal. I've seen that face someplace before.
No,
you're a famous gangster.
Let
I've seen your picture in the paper or in the post office with a lot of numbers on your chest.
Lady.
Officer! This man is jumped right into my car.
That's Don Lockwood.
Don Lockwood?
How are you, Mr. Lockwood? Out for a joyride?
Just a lift, officer. My car broke down. I got surrounded by it.
Oh, you're a lucky little lady. Anything wrong?
Why, no.
No, I should think not. Well, good night, Mr. Lockwood.
Good night, officer. Well, thanks for saving my life. I'll get out now.
I'm driving to Beverly Hills. Can I drop you someplace?
Well, I would like to get out of this ventilated suit if you're going by Camden and Sunset.
Yes, I am.
I'd very much like to know whose hospitality I'm enjoying.
Selden. Kathy Selden.
Enchanted, Miss Selden. I'm sorry I frightened you. I was getting a little too much love from my adoring fans.
Oh, that's what you were running away from. They did that to you? That's terrible.
He glances sideways at her.
Yes, yes it is, isn't it? It is terrible. Well, we movie stars get the glory. I guess we have to take the little heartaches that go with it.
He puts his arm around her.
People think we lead lives of glamour and romance, but we're really lonely. Terribly lonely.
Mr. Lockwood, I really can't tell you how sorry I am about taking you for a criminal before, but it was understandable under the circumstances.
Sure.
I knew I'd seen you.
Which of my pictures have you seen?
I don't remember. I saw one once.
You saw one once?
Yes, I think you were dueling, and there was a girl, Lena Lamont. No, I don't go to the movies much. If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
He removes his arm.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no offense. Movies are entertaining enough for the masses, but the personalities on the screen just don't impress me. I mean, they don't talk, they don't act, they just make a lot of dumb show. Well, you know.
She makes silly faces.
Like that.
You mean, like what I do?
Well, yes. Here we are, Sunset in Camden.
Wait a minute. You mean I'm not an actor. Pantomime on the screen isn't acting.
Of course not. Acting means great parts, wonderful lines, speaking those glorious words.
Words.
Shakespeare, Ibsen.
Tell me, what's your lofty mission in life that lets you sneer at my humble profession?
Well, I'm an actress.
What?
On the stage.
Oh, on the stage. Well, I'd like to see you act. What are you in right now? I could brush up on my English or bring along an interpreter. That is, if they'd let in a movie actor.
Well, I'm not in a play right now, but I will be. I'm going to New York.
Oh, you're going to New York. And then someday we'll all hear of you, won't we? Kathy Selden as Juliet, as Lady Macbeth, as King Lear. You'll have to wear a beard for that one, of course.
Oh, you can laugh if you want to, but at least the stage is a dignified profession. And what
profession.
Have you got to be so conceited about? You're nothing but a shadow on film. A shadow. You're not flesh and blood.
Oh, no.
Stop.
What could I do to you? I'm only a shadow.
You keep away from me just because you're a big movie star, wild party, swimming pools. You expect every girl to fall in a dead faint at your feet. Well, don't you touch me.
Fear not, sweet lady. I will not molest you. I am but a humble jester. And you are too far above me. Farewell, Ethel Barrymore. I must tear myself from your side.
He slams the car door on his suit jacket. It tears. He glares at Kathy. She pulls into a stone driveway. A servant stands by the door.
Yes, miss.
Well, I'm one of the girls from the Coconut Grove.
Ah, yes. The floor show. Around the back, please.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Kathy drives up. Inside R.F. Simpson's house, Lena perches in front of a band. A group of men surround her. She lifts a cigarette to her mouth and each of them holds up a lighter. Olga and her fiancé swish their hips and dance the tango. Zelda and her husband point their toes on the dance floor. Roscoe walks with our F. Simpson. Cosmo leans over a blonde woman. Her back lies against a pillar.
Nice little party, RF.
Thanks, Roscoe.
Mr. Brown, do you really think you could get me in the movies?
Oh, I should think so.
Really? Oh, there's Don. Great. I'd love the picture tonight.
Don, how did you come? By way of Australia?
Hello, Cos. Excuse me. Now, listen, Cos. Tell me the truth. Am I a good actor?
Well, as long as I'm working for Monumental Pictures, you're the greatest of them all.
No kidding, Cos. You're my pal. You can tell me.
What's the matter with you? Of course you're good.
Well, maybe you better keep telling me from time to time. I feel a little shaken.
I'm the new Don Lockwood.
Don!
Oh, hi, RF.
Don, it's Colossal. Where have you been? We've been waiting for you. Been holding the show for you.
There you are, Donnie. Where have you been? I was lonely.
Hello, Lena.
Okay, fellas, hold it. Together again, my two little stars, Don and Lena. No kidding, folks. Aren't they great? All right, open that screen.
A movie? We've just seen one.
You gotta show a movie at a party. It's a Hollywood law.
Listen, everybody, I've got a few little surprises for you tonight. All right, everyone, sit down. Sit down. Listen, this is going to hand you a lot of laughs. There's a man been coming into my office now for months, and, well, you got that gadget working, Sam?
All set, Mr. Simpson.
Okay, let it go.
The lights dim. A black and white picture rolls on the screen.
Hello. This is a demonstration of a talking picture. Notice, it is a picture of me and I am talking. Note how my lips and the sounds issuing from them are synchronized together in perfect unison. Since the earliest
Who's
days
that?
Of this cinema...
There's somebody talking behind that screen.
Someone from behind that screen, Mr. Simpson.
No, I'm right here.
...of our pioneer inventor. My voice has been recorded on a record. A talking picture. Goodbye.
Well, it's just a toy.
It's a screen.
It's vulgar.
RF, do you think they'll ever really use it?
I doubt it. The Warner Brothers are making a whole talking picture with this gadget. The jazz singer. They'll lose their shirts. What do you think of it, Dexter?
It'll never amount to a thing.
Yeah, that's what they said about the horseless carriage.
Well, let's get on with the show. Okay, boys. Come on, my little starlets. I have a delicious surprise. It's a very special cake. I want you kiddies to have the first piece.
Dressed in a pink showgirl outfit, Kathy bursts out of the cake. Her mouth falls open.
Well, if it isn't Ethel Barrymore.
More showgirls in matching outfits enter. Don helps Kathy out of the cake.
I do hope you're going to favor us with something special tonight.
Me.
Say, Hamlet's soliloquy or the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
don't be shy. You make about the prettiest Juliet I've ever seen.
Kathy runs to join the others. They stand in a line and dance.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through.
They throw flowers at the party guests. They raise their arms and kick their legs. They spin in a circle. The girls perform knocky knees and shuffle across the floor. They twist their hips and tap their heels, arms swinging. They dance the Charleston. They raise their arms and kick their legs out to the side. Swiveling their hips, they grasp each other in a line.
To tell you how good you were.
Excuse me.
No. Don't go. Now that I know where you live, I'd like to see you home.
Now listen,
Say,
Mr. Lockwood.
Who is this dame anyway?
Oh, someone lofty and far above us all. She couldn't learn anything from the movies. She's an actress on the legitimate stage.
Here's one thing I've learned from the movies.
She throws a cake. Don ducks. It hits Lena in the face.
Oh!
You never look lovely, Lena. It was just a little accident.
Sure, it happens to me 5 or 6 times a day.
Where is she?
Donnie?
Don runs into the dressing room.
Oh, excuse me.
Where'd Miss Selden go?
She just grabbed her things and bolted. Anything I can do?
Sorry, I don't have time to find out.
Don runs outside. Kathy drives off.
Kathy! Hey, Kathy! Hey!
He frowns and turns toward the house. His steps falter. He looks over his shoulder and stares after her car. He slips his hands into his pants pockets and smirks. He paces forward. Daytime, on the Monumental Pictures backlot, a black town car drives through the gate. Don walks onto a set.
Come on, let's go. Let's have more steam in the kettle. A little more action, boys. A little more rhythm, boys. More steam and more water in that kettle.
Hiya, Maxie.
Hi, Don.
Good morning, fellas.
Oh, hiya, Don. Hey, did you read Variety today? First talking picture novelty, The Jazz Singer. All-time smash in the first week.
All-time flop into the second.
Well, we start today.
Good luck.
Thanks. I am now Count Pierre de Bataille, better known as the Dueling Cavalier.
Yeah? What's this one about?
It's a French Revolution story.
Don't tell me. You're a French aristocrat, and she's a simple girl of the people, and she won't even give you a tumbril.
Ah. Well, it's a living.
Good morning.
Hi.
Keep the background going. Hit him, hit him. Come on. Knock him down. Get up there and hit him again. Hurry up.
Hey, why bother to shoot this picture? Why don't you release the old one under a new title? You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Hey, what'd you say that for?
What's the matter?
That's what that Kathy Selden said to me that night.
That's 3 weeks ago. You still thinking about that?
Well, I can't get her out of my mind.
How could you? She's the first dame who hasn't fallen for your line since you were four.
I guess she's on my conscience.
Well, it's not your fault she lost her job at the Grove.
Anyway, I've got to find her.
Well, you've been trying to, haven't you? Short of sending out bloodhounds and a posse?
I suppose so.
Come on now, snap out of it. You can't let a little thing like this get you down. Why, you're Donald Lockwood, aren't you? And Donald Lockwood's an actor, isn't he? Well, what's the first thing an actor learns? The show must go on. Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet. The show must go on.
Cosmo grabs a hat.
So, Reedy, Pagliacci, Reedy.
Reedy, huh?
Yeah.
Don, the world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as...
But are we?
No.
Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no.
He slams his hat down on the piano.
Short people have long faces. And long people have short faces. Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all.
He leaps atop the piano.
And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine... Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Or you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite. And you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
He stands over a piece of wood. Two construction workers lift the wood to Cosmo's crotch.
Wants to laugh. My grandpa said go out and tell him a joke.
They dump him.
But give it plenty of hope. Make them roar, make them scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're jiggling all over the place.
He smacks into a piece of wood.
Custard pie in the face. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
He opens a door and slams into a brick wall.
Don't you all the...
His lips droop to one side. He taps his nose. He touches his face and his lips droop in the other direction.
They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines.
He sits on a green couch next to a headless dummy. He crosses his legs and flips his hat over in his hands. He offers it to the dummy and recrosses his legs. He stands, spins, and lays his head in the dummy's lap. He stands and lifts the dummy. Cradling the dummy, he spins on his toes. He jumps onto the back of the couch and places the dummy next to him. He places its hand on his knee and removes it repeatedly. He kisses its neck, the arm smacks him, and they fall over the couch. Cosmo's body flails behind the couch. The dummy flies into the air. Cosmo flies into the air. He throws the dummy and leaps over the couch. He grabs the dummy's arms and pulls. It doesn't budge. Cosmo's legs flail in the air as he body rolls on top of the dummy. He kicks it away. His feet shuffle and he drops. He tries and fails to jump up. He stands and flips back to the floor. He tries and fails to jump up. He rolls across the carpeted floor. His legs falter. He smacks them and rolls again. He rises to his knees. He crawls. He hops on one leg but collapses back to the floor. On his side, he lies on the carpet, he pumps his legs and spins in a circle. He runs and flips off of a wall. He flips off of a backdrop. He runs and smashes through a wall. He falls to the floor. On set, Roscoe approaches Don's trailer.
Ready, Don?
All set, Roscoe.
Well, here we go again. I think we have another smash on our hands.
I hope so.
You're darn tootin' we have. Where's Lena?
Here she is, Mr. Dexter.
Well, well, here comes our lovely leading lady now.
Gee, this wig weighs a ton. What dope would wear a thing like this?
Everybody used to wear them, Lena.
And then everybody was a dope.
Honey, you look just beautiful.
Yes, you look great. Let's get into the set. Thanks, Joe.
I looked for you the other night at Wally Ray's party. Where were you?
Oh, I've been busy.
Give us the lights out.
And I know what you've been busy at, looking for that girl.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Why?
I've been worried about her.
Well, you should have been worried about me a little. After all, I'm the one who got the whipped cream and a kisser.
Yes, but you didn't lose your job, and she did.
Darn tootin' she did. I arranged it.
What?
Well, they weren't going to fire her, so I called them up and told them they better.
Why, Don? Now remember, you're madly in love with her, and you have to overcome her shyness and timidity. Cosmo, mood music. Roll them. Okay, Don. Now enter. You see her. Run to her.
He tosses aside a cane and rushes to her. He covers her eyes.
Why, you rattlesnake, you. You got that poor kid fired.
That's not all I'm gonna do if I ever get my hands on it.
I never heard of anything so low.
Fine, fine. Looks great.
What did you do it for?
'Cause you liked her. I could tell.
So that's it. Believe me, I don't like her half as much as I hate you.
You reptile.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
I'd like to break every bone in your body.
You and who else, you big lummox?
Now kiss her, Don. That's it. More. Great. Cut.
Oh, Donnie, you couldn't kiss me like that and not mean it. Just a teensy weensy bit.
Meet the greatest actor in the world. I'd rather kiss a tarantula.
But you don't mean that.
I don't. Hey, Joe, bring me a tarantula. Now listen, Lena.
Stop that chit-chat, you love birds. Let's get another take.
Hold it! Hold it, Dexter.
Hello, Mr. Simpson. Hello.
Well, Mr. Simpson, we're really rolling.
Yeah, well, you can stop rolling at once.
Huh?
Don, Lena.
All right, everybody, save it.
Save it. Tell them to go home. We're shutting down for a few weeks.
What?
Well, don't just stand there. Tell them.
Everybody go home until further notice. What is this?
Yeah, what's the matter, all right?
The jazz singer. That's what's the matter. The jazz singer.
Oh, my darling little mammy. Down in Alabama. My little
mammy. Oh, no, this is no joke, Cosmo. It's a sensation. The public is screaming for more.
More what?
Talking pictures. Talking pictures.
Oh, it's just a freak.
Yeah, what a freak. We should have such a freak at this studio. I told you talking pictures were a menace, but no one would listen to me. Don, we're going to put our best feet forward. We're going to make the Dueling Cavalier into a talking picture.
Talking picture? Well, that means I'm out of a job. At last, I can start suffering and write that symphony.
You're not out of a job. We're putting you in as head of the new music department.
Well, thanks, R.F. At last, I can stop suffering and write that symphony.
Now, wait a second, Mr. Simpson. Talking pictures. I think you should wait.
Every studio is jumping on the bandwagon, Dexter. All the theaters are putting in sound equipment. We don't want to be left out of it.
We don't know anything about this gadget.
What do you have to know? It's a picture. You do what you always did. You just add talking to it.
Yeah?
Don, believe me, it will be a sensation. Lamont and Lockwood, they talk.
Well, of course we talk. Don't everybody?
They slowly turn their heads. Variety magazine headlines read, Revolution in Hollywood, Studios Convert to Talkies, A Flame Burns Backwards Into, Musical Pictures Sweep the Nation.
Woo! I got a
Women in short golden dresses swivel their hips and wave their arms. A quartet lies on their backs. Women dressed in pink marching band uniforms march in a V. Torsoless legs kick in a line. A man sings into a silver glittered megaphone. Dancers in pink leotards dance inside of it. Torsoless legs shuffle and tap. A man and woman stride across a stage. The marching band women swing their arms.
It's a holiday today, the way we have a hot.
A man surrounded by women in lavender dresses sings on a soundstage.
Beautiful girl, you're a lovely picture. Beautiful girl, you're a gorgeous mixture of all that lies under the big blue sky. My heart cries.
Who's that little girl on his right? She looks familiar.
Kathy sways beside him.
I'm a beautiful girl.
I featured her before in lots of nightclub shows.
That's probably where I've seen her.
She'd be very good in the part of Zelda's kid sister.
That's a good idea.
Excuse me.
There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist.
They dance in a conga line.
Like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed. And you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl. What a gorgeous creature. Beautiful girl. Let me call a preacher. What can I do? But give my heart to...
They surround him, arms in the air.
A beautiful girl is like a great work of art. She's stylish, she's chic, and she also is smart.
A woman in shiny neon clothing.
Or lounging in her boudoir, this simple, plain pajama.
A woman in a pink cloak.
Her cloak is trimmed with monkey fur to lend a dash of drama.
A woman in a tennis outfit.
Anyone for tennis? Well, this will make them cringe.
A woman in a flapper dress.
And you'll knock them dead at dinner if your gown just drips with frizz.
A woman in a purple swimsuit.
You simply can't be too modest at the beach or by the pool.
A woman in a yellow dress.
And in summertime, it's organdy. That'll keep you fresh and cool.
A woman in a silk purple hat.
You'd never guess what loud applause this cunning hat received.
A woman in a pink long sleeve dress.
And you'd never dream the things that you could hide within these sleeves.
A woman with pearls.
A string of pearls with a suit of tweed. It started quite a riot.
A woman in pink fur.
And if you must wear fox to the opera, Dame Fashion says, dye it.
A woman in a black dress.
Black is best when you're in court. The judge will be impressed.
In a white wedding gown.
White is right when you're a bride and you want to be well dressed.
Hand in hand, they all walk down the soundstage steps.
Oh girl, for you I've got a passion. Beautiful girl, you're my queen of fashion. I'm in a whirl over my beautiful girl.
From above, they stand in a circle around him.
Well, that's stupendous.
Thanks. Kathy, come here a minute, will you please?
Well, this will start a new trend in musical pictures.
Kathy, this is Mr. Simpson. He's thinking about casting you as Zelda's kid sister.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Simpson.
Hey, Kathy! That's Kathy Selden.
Well, thanks anyway. It was nice of you.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Simpson. But before Mr. Lockwood refreshes your memory, you might as well know. I'm the girl who hit Miss Lamont with a cake. Believe me, it was meant for Mr. Lockwood. Goodbye, Sid. I'm sorry. I should have told you.
Wait a minute, Miss Selden. What's this all about, R.F.?
Why, we were going to use Miss Selden in Zelda's picture, but if it would make you and Lena unhappy...
Unhappy? I think it's wonderful.
Sure, he's been looking for her for weeks.
Yeah.
Are you speaking for Lena also?
Now, look, R.F., the owner of the Coconut Grove may do what Lena tells him to, but you're the head of this studio.
Yes, I'm the head of this studio. She's hired. But don't let Lena know she's on the lot. That's settled. Take care of that, Phillips.
Well, thank you, Mr. Simpson.
Gee, I'm glad you turned up. We've been looking inside every cake in town.
Don and Kathy stroll on the back lot.
Is it all right for you to be seen publicly with me?
You mean lofty star with humble player?
not exactly, but for lunch, don't you usually tear a pheasant with Miss Lamont?
Oh, now look, Kathy, all that stuff about Lena and me is sheer publicity.
Oh? It certainly seems more than that. From what I've read in the columns and all those articles in the Fan magazine.
Oh, you read the Fan magazine.
Well, I picked them up in the beauty parlor of the dentist's office, just like anybody.
Honest?
Well, I buy 4 or 5 a month.
You buy 4, huh?
Well, anyway, to get back to the main point,
yes.
You and Miss Lamar do achieve a kind of intimacy in all your pictures.
Did you say all my pictures?
I guess now that I think of it, I've seen 8 or 9 of them.
8 or 9. You know, it seems to me I remember someone saying, if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
I did say some awful things that night, didn't I?
No, I deserved them. Of course, I must admit I was pretty much upset by them. So upset that I haven't been able to think of anything but you ever since.
Honest?
Honest.
Well, I've been pretty upset, too.
Kathy, look. Kathy, seeing you again now that I... Kathy, I'm trying to say something to you, but I'm such a ham. I guess I'm not able to without the proper setting.
What do you mean?
Well, come here.
He presses a button and a door slides open. They enter an empty soundstage.
This is the proper setting.
Why, it's just an empty stage.
At first glance, yes. But wait a second.
Illuminating a backdrop, he flicks a light on.
A beautiful sunset. Mist from the distant mountains. Colored lights in a garden. A lady is standing on her balcony in a rose-trellised bower.
She climbs a ladder.
Flooded with moonlight, we add 500,000 kilowatts of stardust. A soft summer breeze. And you sure look lovely in the moonlight, Kathy.
Now that you have the proper setting, can you say it?
I'll try. Life was a song. You came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dared to think you cared, this is what I'd say.
He approaches the ladder.
You were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Nature patterned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet.
On the floor.
That never lets me free. But I'm content. The angels must have sent you.
He extends his hand to her and she takes it. They walk hand in hand and plie. Don turns around Kathy, he takes both of her hands in his, they spin around the stage. On their toes, they sway. They face each other and take quick light steps. Don spins her. She shuffles past him. He walks to her and takes her in his arms. They waltz across the stage. He lifts her arm and twirls her. They sway. Kathy spins around the ladder. Hand in hand, they tap their toes. They bow to one another. Don turns. They shuffle together. They grasp each other's hands and sashay. They hold one another and waltz around the stage. Don places his hands on Kathy's hips and lifts her. He spins her in the air. He sets her down slowly. They gaze at one another. Kathy walks to the ladder and leans against it. Don follows.
But I'm content. The angels must have sent you.
A Variety magazine twirls. Its headline reads, Hollywood learns to talk, big bonanza for diction coaches. Over black double doors, diction coach Phoebe Dinsmore. Inside she stands with Lena.
Now, ta-te-ti-to-to.
Ta-te-ti-to-to.
No, no, Miss Lamont, round tones. Now let me hear you read your line.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
Can't.
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 Can't. Can't.
Very good. Now, around the rocks, the rugged rascal ran.
Around the rocks, the rugged...
Rocks. Rocks.
Around the rocks, the rugged rascal ran.
Very good.
Oh, hi, Don.
Shall I continue?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Don't mind me.
Now, sinful Caesar sipped his snifter, seized his knees, and sneezed.
Sinful Caesar snipped his snifter.
Sipped his snifter.
Sipped his snifter.
Oh, thank you. Sinful Caesar sipped his snifter, seized his knees and sneezed.
Marvelous.
Wonderful.
Marvelous. Here is a good one. Chester chews his chestnuts. Cheddar cheese with chewy chives. He chews them and he chooses them. He chooses them and he chews them. Those chestnuts, cheddar cheese and chives in cheery, charming chunks.
Oh, wonderful. What? Do another one.
Oh, thank you. Moses supposes his toes are roses. But Moses supposes erroneously. Moses, he noses his toeses aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Cosmo makes silly faces. The coach shoves the book at Don.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
But Moses, he noses his toeses aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
A mose is a mose.
A rose is a rose.
A toes is a toes.
Hoop-de-doody-doodle.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses...
Don and Cosmo grab the coach's bow tie and spin him around.
He noses his toeses aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses.
They use the curtains as costumes.
Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Roses are roses. When Moses supposes his toeses couldn't be a lily or a taffy-daffy-dilly. It's gotta be a rose, cause it rhymes with...
They place the coach in a chair beside the desk. They jump onto the desk and cross-shuffle their feet. The coach watches them time-step. They swing their arms and leap off of the desk. They pump their arms and shuffle ball change. They spin. Don pulls the coach up and points to Cosmo's feet. Cosmo performs backwards wings. He kicks his foot out and shuffles back. They sit him in another chair. Don swivels his hips as his feet brush the floor. He shoves into a backwards wing and Buffalo exchanges into a double turn. He and Cosmo run back to the desk. Their hips sway as their feet heel toe along the floor. Side by side, they jump into a series of shuffling jazz squares. They throw their heads back and shake their hands as they step toward the coach. They turn and drag their heels behind their bodies. They spin out, they run before the coach and shuffle quickly. They tap their hands against their thighs and kick. They shuffle ball change across the room. Their heels slam against the floor as they spin. Their arms rotate in the air as they heel toe toward the coach. They leap into the air and kicks their heels together. They roll their arms and stomp their feet. Their heels scuff. They turn and leap atop two chairs. Their feet shuffle quickly. They leap off and on. They sit in the chairs and fold their arms. Their feet tap wildly. They lean against the chairs and spin. They shuffle to the coach and pull him from his seat. They run to the desk. They pile curtains, a lampshade, a chair, a painting of lips that says vowel A. They fling trash in the air. Their arms stretch outward as they shuffle their feet. They turn and gesture to the painting. Hey! On set, a sign reads, "Quiet while recording."
All right, here we go. Quiet!
Quiet!
Roland!
In the director's room.
She's got to talk into the mic. I can't pick it up.
Cut! What's the matter, Dexter?
It's Lena. Look, Lena, don't you remember I told you? There's a microphone right there in the bush.
Yeah.
You have to talk into it.
I was talking, wasn't I, Miss Dinsmore?
Yes, my dear, but please remember round tones. Pierre, you shouldn't have come.
Pierre, you shouldn't have come.
Yes, yes, my dear, that's much better now.
Hold it a second. Now, Lena, look. Here's the mic. Right here in the bush.
Yeah.
Now you talk towards it. The sound goes through the cable to the box. A man records it on a big record in wax. But you have to talk into the mic first. In the bush. I'll try it again.
Jesus, is dumb.
Oh, she'll get it, Dexter. Look, Lena, don't worry. We're all a little nervous the first day. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, by the way, Roscoe, you know the scene coming up where I say, "Imperious Princess of the Night"? I don't like those lines there. Is it all right if I just say what I always do? I love you, I love you, I love you. Sure. Anyway, it's comfortable. But into the bush! Okay. Again. Quiet!
Quiet!
Roll 'em!
Shouldn't have flirting with dangers. They will surely find you out.
Cut!
Lena, we're missing every other word. You've got to talk into the mic.
Well, I can't make love to a bush.
All right, all right. We'll have to think of something else.
A costumer sews a wire into Lena's bodice.
You're being wired for sound, dearie.
What?
Now, Miss Lamont, watch out for those dentalized D's and T's and those flat A's.
Oh, everybody's picking on me.
Okay, Lena. Now, look at this flower, see? The mic is in there. That's it. Now, the sound will run from it, through this wire, onto the record. It'll catch whatever you say. Now, let's hear how it sounds, Lena.
Okay, quiet!
Quiet,
quiet! Roll up!
Oh, Pierre, you shouldn't have come. Sing. Sure.
What's that noise?
The mic's picking up her heartbeat.
Swell.
The costumer sews the wire onto her shoulder.
That's right. That should do it. Now, don't forget, Lena. The mic is on your shoulder, and whatever you say goes through the wire onto the record. Now, please, Lena, talking to the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't make any quick jerky movements or you might disconnect it. Okay, let's go.
Fire!
Fire! Fire!
Roll 'em!
R.F. Anderson trips on the wire.
What's this wire doing here? It's dangerous.
He pulls it. Lena flips to the floor. Roscoe rips his hat off. Nighttime. Rain falls outside of a movie theater. The marquee reads, "Major studio preview tonight." Don and Kathy approach Cosmo.
You two had better not go into the theater together.
Yeah, Lena's probably waiting right inside the door. Oh, Kathy, how I wish...
Don't worry, Don. I'll be leading the cheering section on the balcony. Good luck.
Kathy runs inside. Don and Cosmo shrug off their coats and enter. Inside, the screen reads, Don Lockwood and Lena Lamont in The Dueling Cavalier, 100% all talkie. Roscoe, RF, Lena, Don and Cosmo sit in the back row. Don and Cosmo exchange a glance.
What's that? The thunderstorm outside?
It's those pearls, Mr. Simpson.
Lena shakes her pearls on screen.
I am the noblest lady of the court, second only to the queen. Yet I am the saddest of mortals in France.
Why, what is the matter,
Lady? I'm so downhearted, Teresa. My father has me betrothed to the Baron de Lancefield, and I can't stand him.
Oh, he's such a match. Why, all the ladies of the court wish they were in your pretty shoes.
My heart belongs to another. Pierre de Vitali. Ever since I met him, I can't get him out of my mind.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
Don tosses his cane and walks to Lena.
Oh, Pierre, you shouldn't have come. You're flirting with danger. They will surely find you out. You had this much too valuable.
You never could remember where the microphone was, boss.
Tis Cupid himself that calls me. And I... bitten by his arrow, but a god pressed down.
The life of our eating.
Hey, Lena, what you hitting him with, a blackjack?
Oh, Pierre.
I love you. 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 Love you.
Did somebody get paid for writing that dialogue?
In the lobby.
Sounds like a comedy inside.
It's a Lockwood Lamont talking.
What?
This is terrible.
The reel scrolls on screen.
What's that?
The sound. It's out of synchronization.
Well, tell them to fix it.
Yes, sir.
What's this? Yvonne? Captured by Rouge Noir, the Purple Terror? Oh, my sword! I must fly to her side. Yvonne, my own.
Pierre will save me. Pierre!
Pierre is miles away, you witch. Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
This is a scream.
Give me pictures like the jazz singers.
I love you, 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 I love you.
We're ruined. We're all ruined.
You can't release this picture.
We've got to. We're booked to open in 6 weeks all over the country. But you're such big stars, we might get by.
Never want to see that Lockwood and Lamont again.
Wasn't it awful?
This is the worst picture ever made.
I liked it.
At Don's house, Don, Kathy, and Cosmo sit at the dining room table. They stare out the window.
Well, take a last look at it. It'll be up for auction in the morning.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Signed it Saturday. No bank's going to foreclose until Monday.
It wasn't so bad.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell him.
No, there's no use kidding myself. Once they release the Dueling Cavalier, Lockwood and Lamont are through. Picture's a museum piece. I'm a museum piece.
Well, things went wrong with the sound. If you just get the technical end straightened out.
No, it wasn't that. Look, this is sweet of both of you, but I... Something happened to me tonight. Well, everything you ever said about me is true, Kathy. I'm no actor. I never was. Just a lot of dumb show. I know that now.
Well, at least you're taking it lying down.
No, no kidding, Cosmo. Did you ever see anything as idiotic as me on that screen tonight?
Yeah. How about Lena?
All right, I ran her a close second. Maybe it was a photo finish. Anyway, I'm through, fellas.
Don, you're not through.
Well, of course not. Why, with your looks and your figure, you could drive an ice wagon. Or shine shoes.
Block hats.
Sell pencil.
Dig ditches.
Or worse still, go back in the vaudeville. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I can jump over the moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Too bad I didn't do that in Dueling Cavalier. They might have liked it.
Why don't you?
What?
Make a musical.
A musical?
Sure. Make a musical. The new Don Lockwood. He yodels. He jumps about to music.
Oh. The only trouble is that after they release Dueling Cavalier, nobody would come to see me jump off the Woolworth building into a damp rag.
Well, why don't you turn the Dueling Cavalier into a musical?
Dueling Cavalier?
Sure. They've got 6 weeks before it's released.
Yeah. Add some songs and dances, trim the bad scenes, add a couple of new ones.
And you got it.
Hey. Hey, I think it'll work.
Of course.
It's a cinch.
You know, it may be crazy, but we're gonna do it. The Dueling Cavalier is now a musical.
Hot dog!
Hallelujah!
Woo-hoo! Fellas, I feel this is my lucky day, March 23rd.
Oh, no, your lucky day is the 24th.
What do you mean the 24th?
It's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes, and what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning. Good morning to you
and you and you and you. Good morning. Good morning.
To
you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana in the morning.
In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to
Might
you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Guten Frias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Good morning to you.
The trio shuffle ball change. They swing their arms and heel toe along the floor. They stand close together and shuffle across the room. They run up a staircase. They time step at the top, linking their arms together. Their legs swing as they skip down the steps. They perform a series of buffalo exchanges and drag their heels across the floor. They run to the coat rack and pull off their rain jackets and hats. They wrap the jackets around their shoulders and spin. They hold the jackets before them and kick their legs forward. They stand on different steps and raise the jackets over their faces. They flop the sleeves from side to side. They flap the sleeves against their faces. Kathy stands and wraps her jacket around her waist. Don and Cosmo hold theirs in the shape of ukuleles. She sits. Don holds his jacket like a matador. Cosmo holds his jacket like a partner. He kicks it away. The trio jumps onto a bar top and slides off. They hold their arms in ballet positions and kick out their feet. They plie and rotate their arms. They swing their arms and back shuffle, they skip into the living room, they lean forward as their toes tap against the floor, they run behind the couch, they somersault over the cushions. They stride across the carpet and step onto a golden sofa. The sofa falls beneath them. They shuffle, turn, and fall back onto the sofa.
Hey. Hey, we can't make this a musical.
What do you mean?
Lena.
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 She can't act, she can't sing, and she can't dance. A triple threat.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
I'm sorry, I was just thinking. I think I liked her best when the sound went off and she said, yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I am just about to be brilliant. Come here, Kathy. Come here. Now sing.
Huh?
I said sing.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, Don, keep your eyes riveted
on
my face.
All night through, good morning to you.
Watch my mouth.
Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
Well, convincing?
Enchanting. What?
Don't you get it? Use Kathy's voice. Lena just moves her mouth and Kathy's voice comes over singing and talking for her.
That's wonderful.
Now, I couldn't let you do it, Kathy.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't be seen. You'd be throwing away your own career.
It has nothing to do with my career. It's only for this one picture. The important thing now is to save the Dueling Cavalier. Save Lockwood and Lamont.
Yeah.
Well, all right if it's only for this one picture, but... Do you think it'll get by?
Of course it will.
Sure, and it's simple to work the numbers. Why, all you got to do is dance around Lena and teach her how to take a bow.
All right, we'll go to RF and spring it on him in the morning.
Don, you're a genius.
She kisses Don.
I'm glad you thought of it.
Oh, Cosmo.
She kisses him. He falls over the sofa. Outside Kathy's apartment, she and Don stand under an umbrella.
Good night, Kathy. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Don. Take care of that throat. You're a big singing star now, remember? This California dew was just a little heavier than usual tonight.
Really? From where I stand, the sun is shining all over the place.
He kisses her. She opens the door and enters her apartment. Don smiles. He holds the umbrella with one hand and raises the other to the sky. He gestures to the driver in his black town car. The driver pulls away. Don strolls down the street. He holds his hand out, shrugs, and closes the umbrella. He holds it over his shoulder.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
He leaps onto a lamppost.
I'm laughing at clouds, so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing. Singing in the rain.
He twirls his umbrella.
Dancing in the rain.
He pulls his hat off and spreads his arms to the sky.
I'm happy again.
He performs pullbacks on the sidewalk. He takes his hat and bows to a window display. His fingers brush his umbrella like a guitar.
I'm singing and dancing in.
He twirls and knocks his knees as he shuffles. He swings the umbrella back and forth. He twirls the umbrella as he shuffles down the sidewalk. He opens his palm to the sky and stomps along the sidewalk. Water splashes as his feet hit the ground. He kicks the umbrella into the air. He rests it against his shoulder. He slides the umbrella across a metal fence. He opens it and rests it against his shoulder and toe heels down the sidewalk. He spins in a puddle. Palm to the sky, he spins the umbrella on the ground and sashays around it. He holds it over his head and stands beneath a drainpipe. He lowers the umbrella, water splashes onto his head. He runs into the empty street and twirls. He swings the umbrella around. He holds it over his head and jumps on and off the sidewalk. He mimics a tightrope. His foot kicks into a puddle and splashes water. He stomps both feet into a huge puddle and jumps. He kicks the water around. A policeman walks over. Eyes wide, Don pauses. The policeman folds his arms over his chest. Don glances over his shoulder and steps onto the sidewalk. He smiles and shrugs his shoulders. He closes the umbrella.
Dancing and singing in the rain.
He turns and walks. He waves at the policeman. A woman walks toward them. Don stops her and hands her his umbrella. In RF's office, Cosmo and Don stand before his desk.
Why, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now look, we'll keep the whole thing secret until we're ready to release, just in case it doesn't come off. But I'm a little worried about Lena. She doesn't like Miss Selden. There might be fireworks.
I guarantee you, Lena won't even know she's on the lot.
Okay, boys, this is great. The Dueling Cavalier can be saved. Now, let's see. The Dueling Cavalier with music. The title. The title's not right. We need a musical title. Cosmo?
They pace.
Hey, the Dueling Mammy. I've got it. No. The Dancing Cavalier.
That's it, Don. The Dancing Cavalier. Cosmo, remind me to make you a scriptwriter.
Well, thanks, all right. Have a cigar.
Thanks. Now, what about the story? We need modern musical numbers.
How's this? We throw a modern section into the picture. The hero's a young hoofer in a Broadway show, right?
Right.
Now he sings and he dances, right?
Right.
But one night backstage, he's reading The Tale of Two Cities, in between numbers, see? And a sandbag falls and hits him on the head, and he dreams he's back during the French Revolution, right?
Right.
Well, this way we get in the modern dancing numbers, Charleston, Charleston, but in the dream part, we can still use the costume stuff.
Sensational. Cosmo, remind me to give you a raise.
ORF.
Yes?
Give me a raise.
RF turns away. In a recording studio, Kathy stands before a microphone.
Her charms, would you?
Don smiles at her.
They met as you and I, and they were only friends. But before
the story ends, he'll kiss her with a sigh.
Would you?
And if the girl were I,
would you? And would you dare to say, let's do the same as they?
Don and Lena shoot a scene.
Would you? And would to say, let's do the same as they.
On screen. Don RF and Cosmo watch the footage.
Perfect. That Selden girl is great. As soon as the picture is released, I'm going to give her a big build-up.
Swell.
Don, how much is there left to do?
One scene and a number.
What number?
Well, it's a new one. It's for the modern part of the picture. It's called Broadway Melody. It's the story of a young hoofer who comes to New York. First, we set the stage with a song. It goes like this.
Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. Nah, you got a clown on Broadway. Your troubles there, they're out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on that great white way. That's the Broadway melody.
Don stands on a yellow stage, bright marquees flare to life. A large crowd charges Don. Holding a briefcase, Don runs on stage, he glances around and leaps into the air. The stage beneath him turns and he walks in the opposite direction. Three women in bright colored coats point at him, they flick their feet up and walk. Don runs toward an officer. He points in one direction but the officer points in the other, he waves and follows his direction. Don stops before a man in a top hat. The man cartwheels and slides away. Don points at a sign that reads, Theatrical Agencies. He knocks on a door and an agent pops out.
Gotta dance.
He shuffles his feet and swivels his hips. The agent closes the door. He walks to the next one.
Gotta dance.
The third agent watches Don shuffle across the stage, they shake hands. The agent kicks away Don's briefcase, takes off his blazer, and puts his glasses in his shirt pocket. They run toward another door. A man opens the peephole and lets them inside. Don stands on a stage, the agent runs into the crowd.
Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance. Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance. Out on that gay white way, in each merry cafe, orchestras play, taking your breath away. Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody sing and dance.
They kick their legs.
Broadway rhythm.
Don spins and drops to his knees.
Oh, that Broadway rhythm. When I hear that happy beat, feel like dancing down the street. That Broadway rhythm, writhing, beating rhythm.
Gotta dance.
Gotta dance.
Gotta dance.
Gotta.
A spotlight shines on Don. He leaps lightly, taps and sidesteps, then turns, arms wide. He drags his toe and spins, then back shuffles and leaps, twirling through the air. He lifts his arms up and swivels his hips side to side. He kicks his foot out and shuffles into a turn. He leaps and spins in the air, he slides on his knees and stops before a pointed heel that balances his hat. His brows raise and his eyes trail her body. Olga sits at a table, wearing a tight green flapper dress. She blows smoke from her mouth and raises her leg higher into the air. Don takes the hat from her foot. She kicks her legs, stands and spins. She slinks onto the dance floor and Don follows. Two men in suits stand, a third one pulls them down. He tosses and catches a coin. Olga shakes her hips. She kicks to the side and circles Don. She places her cigarette in her mouth and leans back against him. He puts his glasses on. She blows smoke in his face. She kicks her long legs and circles him. She raises her arms and shimmies. She twists and swivels her hips. She knocks her knees with her hand covering her face. She swings her hips. Don sinks and stands. She kicks her heel and stands before him. She struts around him and takes his glasses. She rubs them against her thigh. She twirls them in her hand. She reaches her arm toward him and his hat falls off. He bends down. She kicks his hat and twirls. She drops his glasses and kicks them. He stands and she slips her cigarette in his mouth. She swivels her hips. He throws the cigarette and grabs her hand. He yanks her into his arms. They smile. She slowly slides down his body and lies on the floor. Don lifts her, she spins and falls into his arms. He dips her to the floor. She stands, Don stands at her back and mimics her movements. She leaps into his arms. He slides her down. She extends her leg and Don turns her body. She swishes her hips and places her hands on his chest. They lean in. The man from the table extends a diamond choker. Olga stares at it. She releases Don and takes the man's arm. Don watches her go. The man tosses and catches the coin. He walks toward her, but the other two men push him back. They toss and catch coins, then walk away. The agent grabs Don's arm and pulls him back through the crowd. They run to a stage door. The agent waves him inside. A marquee reads, Columbia Burlesque. Women perform on a stage. A marquee reads, Palace Vaudeville. Don performs with a group. They snap their fingers and kick their legs. They pose. A marquee reads, Ziegfeld Follies. Don stands in the middle of women in sparkly pink gowns. They slowly kick their legs out and pose. Hands clap, a roulette table spins. Couples waltz in a ballroom. Don enters, they stop and applaud. Don spins women as he walks across the dance floor. He grabs a glass from the roulette table. He turns and his smile falters. Olga stands on stage in a white gown. They gaze at each other. A breeze blows her dress. The guests stand frozen. They disappear. Don and Olga stand alone on the vast pink and purple stage. He extends his arms to her. In slow motion, she runs to him. He wraps his arm around her waist, they run, Dawn runs away, she stands on her toes, a long white cape billows from her outfit. The train of her cape blows in the wind as she tiptoes backwards toward him. She passes him, the cape lifts high into the air. Arms raised to the sky, they run. Dawn twirls to the ground, she kicks and turns, she circles him with her train. She steps toward him. He wraps an arm around her waist and lifts her. He sets her down and she circles him. The train of her cape envelops them both. He lifts her into his arms. He slowly trails her feet along the ground. Toes pointed, she lies in his arms. He kneels and kisses her. The train of her cape unwraps around him as she walks away. They face each other and raise their arms to the sky. In the ballroom, Dawn sets down his glass and runs to her. He grazes her arm. She glances at him. She looks down at his hand, his smile fades. She tosses a coin then tosses it to him, she walks over to the man from the table. Dawn watches her go. A blonde woman dressed as a maid brings him a straw hat and a cane. He hands her the coin, then slips on the hat, rests the cane on his shoulder, and exits. Dawn walks onto the yellow stage. The glowing marquee lights cast a shadow of his body on the floor.
Gotta dance.
Dawn's eyes widen, Dawn with the briefcase enters.
Gotta dance.
He shuffles his feet and flails his arms, he exits. Dawn raises his arms. The rest of the company joins him on stage. They sway their arms and Dawn turns repeatedly. Dawn skips in between the rows of the dancing company. They raise their arms up and down, Dawn twirls in time with their movements. They pause with their hands in the air.
Idea of the number, RF. What do you think of it?
I can't quite visualize it. I'll have to see it on film first.
On film, it'll be better yet.
Now get going, fellas. Don't forget, you've got to have that Selden girl re-record all of Lena's dialogue.
It's all set up.
And remember, don't let Lena know about it.
All set in there?
In the recording studio.
Right.
Nothing can keep us apart. Our love will last till the stars turn cold.
All right, Kathy, go ahead.
Nothing can keep us apart. Our love will last till the stars turn cold.
That's great. Perfect. Cut.
Till the stars turn cold. Oh, Kathy, I love you.
They kiss.
Don.
Kathy, I can't wait till this picture's finished. No more secrecy. I'm going to let Lena know. I'm going to let everyone know.
Your fans will be bitterly disappointed.
From now on, there's only one fan I'm worrying about.
They kiss and embrace.
There!
Oh! What did I tell you, Lena?
Thanks, Zelda. You're a real pal. I want that girl off the lot at once. She ain't gonna be my voice. Zelda told me everything.
Thanks, Zelda. You're a real pal.
Oh, anytime, Don.
Now, look, Miss Lamont, Don and I have...
Don! Don't you dare call him Don. I was calling him Don before you were born. I mean, you were kissing him.
I was kissing her. I happened to be in love with her.
That's ridiculous. Everybody knows you're in love with me.
Now, look, Lena, try and understand this. I'm going to marry her.
Silly boy. She ain't the marrying kind. She's just a flirt trying to get ahead by using you. Well, I'll put a stop to that. I'm going to go up and see R.F. right now.
You're a little late, Lena. The picture's already finished. And if this girl weren't in the picture, you would be finished, too.
As far as I can see, she's the only one who's finished. Who'll ever hear of her?
Everybody. Why do you think Zelda's in such a sweat? Because Kathy nearly stole the picture from her.
Sure, she's only doing you a favor, helping you in the Dancing Cavalier.
And she's getting full screen credit for it, too.
You mean it's going to say up on the screen that I don't talk and sing for myself?
Of course. What do you think?
Can't do that.
It's already done.
And there's a whole publicity campaign being planned.
Publicity? They can't make a fool out of Lena Lamont. They can't make a laughing stock out of Lena Lamont. What do they think I am, dumb or something? Well, I make more money than Calvin Coolidge put together.
In RF's office.
Monumental Pictures wildly enthusiastic over Lena's singing pipes and dancing stems.
I never said that.
Premiere tomorrow night to reveal Lena Lamont, big musical talent. Oh, boss, you simply can't pull a switch like this on the publicity department.
We were all prepared on the campaign for Kathy Seldon. Now you do this. At least keep us informed.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. I don't know anything about this. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, what are we going to do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You wouldn't want to call the papers and say that Lena Lamont is a big, fat liar.
Lena, did you send this stuff out?
I gave an exclusive story to every paper in town.
Lena, you'll never get away with it. Rod, call the papers back.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, R.F.
Don't tell me what to do, Lena.
What do you think I am, dumb or something? I had my lawyer go over my contract.
Contract?
Yeah. And I control my publicity, not you.
Yeah?
Yeah. The studio's responsible for every word printed about me. If I don't like it, I can sue.
What?
I can sue. If you tell the papers about Kathy Seldon, it would be detrimental and deleterious to my career. I could sue you for the whole studio.
Why, that's a lot of nonsense.
Says so. Right here. Contract dated June 8, 1925, paragraph 34, subdivision letter A. The party of the first part, that's me.
You win, Lena.
We better take Kathy Seldon's credit card off the screen.
All right, go ahead. Let's just get this premiere over with. Satisfied?
Just one little thing more.
Yes, you want me to change the name of the studio to Lamont Pictures Incorporated?
Oh, R.F., you're cute. Now, I was just thinking, you've given this little girl part in Zelda's picture, and you're going to give her an even bigger one in the next?
So what?
So, if she's done such a grand job doubling for my voice, don't you think she ought to go on doing just that? And nothing else.
Lena, you're out of your mind.
After all, I'm still more important to the studio than she is.
Lena, I wouldn't do that to her in a million years. Why, you'd be taking her career away from her. People just don't do things like that.
People? I ain't people. I am a...
She grabs a newspaper.
A shimmering, glowing star in the cinema firmament. It says so. Right there.
Nighttime at the Chinese Theater, the marquee reads, Premiere tonight, all singing, all talking, all dancing, Don Lockwood and Lena Lamont in the Dancing Cavalier.
Oh, Pierre, my darling, at last I've found you. Oh, Pierre, your head. Oh, speak to me.
I'll kiss her with a sigh. Would you?
And if the girl were I, would you?
Oh, Pierre, hold me in your arms always.
Lockwood's a sensation.
Yes, but Lamont, what a voice. Isn't she marvelous?
For me.
It's going over wonderfully, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our love will last till the stars turn cold.
And would you dare to say let's do the same as they?
They kiss, the screen reads, the end. The curtain closes. Don and Lena walk on stage. They wave and bow. Backstage, Kathy and Cosmo enter.
Our rep, it's a real smash.
Congratulations, kids. We owe you a lot.
Thank you.
Kathy, we made it.
Don, it's a miracle.
It's great, Don. Just great. Well, Lena, you were fabulous. You sang as well as Kathy Seldon.
Yeah, and I'm gonna for a long time.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
I mean she's gonna go right on singing for me.
Listen, Lena, I thought something was cooking beneath those bleach curls of yours. Now get this. Kathy has got a career of her own. She only did this for the one picture.
That's what you think.
Come on, come on.
Lena's getting a little carried away, isn't she, boss?
Yes, she is.
Listen, you boa constrictor. Don't get any fancy ideas about the future. Tell her, RF.
Never mind, RF. Listen to that applause out there and wait until the money starts rolling in. All that up just because some little nobody don't
want to
be my voice.
You've got something there, boss. It's a gold mine.
Part of that choice is mine, Miss Lamont. And I just won't do it.
You got a 5-year contract, honey. You do what RF says.
Well, what's the matter, RF? Why don't you tell her off?
I don't know. I'm confused. This thing is so big.
Oh, they're tearing the house apart.
Go on, take it, take it.
Simpson, I once gave you a cigar. Can I have it back, Paul?
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, my.
RF, if this happens, you'll get yourself a new boy, because I won't stand
for it. Who needs you? They'd come to see me if I played opposite a monkey.
Just a minute, Lena. Don's a smash, too. I'm going to say a few words. Now I'm still running the studio.
I'm not so sure. You're the big Mr. Producer, always running things, running me. But from now on, as far as I'm concerned, I'm running things.
Oh, Lena Lamont Pictures Incorporated, huh?
Yeah.
Lena, I think you've gone a little too far.
A speech, Don. They're yelling for a speech.
A speech? For me. But tonight I'm gonna do my own talking. I'm gonna make the speech.
No, no, you can't do it. Wait a minute, Rod. Wait a minute. This is Lena's big night, and she's entitled to do the talking. Right.
Lena stands on stage. The men watch her from the wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how thrilled we are at your reception for the Dancing Cavalier, our first musicale picture together. If we bring a little joy into your humdrum life, it makes us feel as though our hard work ain't been in vain for nothing.
She blows a kiss.
Bless you all.
She didn't sound that way in the picture. Cut the talk, Lena, sing.
Sing.
Lena purses her lips and furrows her brow.
I got an idea. Come on. Now listen.
She runs off stage.
What am I gonna do?
Lena, we've got it. It's perfect. Rod, get a microphone set up back of that curtain. Kathy, okay. Come here. Lena, Kathy will stand back from there and sing for you.
You mean she'll be back of the curtain singing and I'll be out in front doing, like in the picture?
That's right.
What?
You gotta do it, Kathy. This thing is too big.
Of course she's got to do it. She's got a 5-year contract with me. Get over to that microphone, Seldon.
You heard of Kathy. Now do it.
I'll do it, Don. I'll do it, but I never want to see you again, on or off the screen.
Now, come on, Lena.
What are you going to sing, Miss Lamont?
She leans against the curtain.
Singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain. In what key?
A flat.
A flat.
In A flat.
The conductor raises his baton. Lena flaps her arms. Don, RF, and Cosmo mimic the movement.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing.
I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and sing it, just sing it in the rain.
They open the curtain. Cosmo runs to Kathy's microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop that girl. That girl running up the aisle, stop her. That's the girl whose voice you heard and loved tonight. She's the real star of the picture, Kathy Seldon.
Tears stream down Kathy's cheeks as she gazes at Don. He extends his arms to her. She walks to him. Cosmo directs the orchestra.
I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming.
She steps to the stage. A billboard reads, "Singin' in the Rain, Don Lockwood, Kathy Seldon, Monumental Pictures." They stand and stare at it. They kiss. Singin' in the Rain, the end. Made in Hollywood, USA by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Warner Brothers Pictures.